There's a glut of housing in towns surrounding Fort Drum. With thousands of troops deployed, many houses and apartments are empty, including the homes on base. Now, Fort Drum housing is open to people who are not in the Army. You don't even have to work on the military base to rent a home on Fort Drum. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Joe McLaughlin is working on his sales pitch. For $1,000 a month, he says you can get a two-bedroom house with an attached garage, electricity and heat included. And he adds this.
Any civilian that moves on Fort Drum might be able to get a chance to meet a real-life soldier.
McLaughlin is with Fort Drum Community Homes, the company that runs and operates all the housing on post. He says welcoming civilians to live on Fort Drum is purely a business decision.
If your apartments aren't full, you don't have the revenue that you need to run the day-to-day operations.
McLaughlin needs people to live in these houses on posts to help pay for the upkeep on his company's 4,000 housing units. Fort Drum is one of only a handful of bases across the country opening their gates to regular people. But McLaughlin says so far there's an issue.
We haven't had anybody move in yet, so just a couple, two or three inquiries at this point.
This got me wondering if convincing someone in Watertown to live on Fort Drum is a tough sell. Jefferson County responded to the area's housing shortage a few years ago by building more apartment complexes for soldiers everywhere. Now even persuading a military family to live on base can be a challenge. Lisa Harvey Dowdle works and lives near Watertown. When I asked her if she'd consider living on base, she said yeah.
I think that I would feel safe and secure over on post and have access to everything that I needed there.
Harvey Dowdle says she's taken a tour of those apartments on base, and they're nice. There's a playground, a splash park for the kids, some great landscaping. Fort Drum is kind of like a little city. The base has grocery stores, gyms, even a Burger King. But there's a catch. I'll let Joe McLaughlin explain.
The civilians are not allowed to use our post exchange, our department store, or our commissary, or any of the facilities on post.
That gives Harvey Dowdle second thoughts.
I did not have any access at all, and I was really banned from frequenting those places, then I may not feel like I was a welcome part of the community on post.
And if you throw a lot of dinner parties, consider this. Any guest who plans to visit your home on base requires a full background check and an escort at the gate when they arrive. Civilians who live near Fort Drum have more choices on where to live than ever before. So Joe McLaughlin has to work really hard to make living on the base seem worth it. His company has already set aside $80 million to replace older houses on base with brand new ones. They hope to start the project this fall to get an edge on the competition. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.